my name is Cody Hughes. I'm an undergraduate student at the University of North Texas, and today I'm going to be talking about bast fiber modification in upland cotton. So cotton is a bit similar to hemp and jute and canaf in that it has these fibers in the bark of the plant, and that's these that would be A is the cotton fibers, and these fibers are always left on the plant to rot in the field, and we don't currently make use of them. So right now they're kind of stiff and not very good for manufacturing, but our question is there a way that we can manipulate the pathway to make these fibers more useful in manufacturing? So there's these two genes. We would want more C lignin, which is more flexible, and if we asked, if we silenced these two genes, here, I'll point, CCOAMT and COMT, if they would make less S and G lignin and more C lignin. And so we used VIGST virus-induced gene silencing technology to test our theory, and can't get the mouse. So these are the controls, the empty vectors, what the plant normally looks like. These right here are the fibers in the bark. And if you look at COMT, you notice that it looks distinctly different from the uninoculated plant, and the bark also, the lignin fluoresces bright blue, so you notice that this bright blue layer right here in the bark is a lot thinner than it is in the uninoculated plant. And my acknowledgments would be Dr. Ayer and Ayer Lab and the Bard Fund and Cotton Incorporated for funding our research. And my poster number is 87 if anyone has any questions.